Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, May 6, 2018 is Maniac Mansion. Maniac Mansion is a 1987 graphic adventure video game developed and published by Lucasfilm Games. It follows teenage protagonist Dave Miller as he attempts to rescue his girlfriend from a mad scientist, whose mind has been enslaved by a sentient meteor. The player uses a point-and-click interface to guide Dave and two of his six playable friends through the scientist's mansion while solving puzzles and avoiding dangers. Gameplay is non-linear, and the game must be completed in different ways based on the player's choice of characters. Initially released for the Commodore 64 and Apple II, Maniac Mansion was Lucasfilm Games' first self-published product. The game was conceived in 1985 by Ron Gilbert and Gary Winnick, who sought to tell a comedic story based on horror film and B-movie cliches. They mapped out the project as a paper and pencil game before coding commenced. While earlier adventure titles had relied on command lines, Gilbert disliked such systems, and he developed Maniac Mansion's simpler point-and-click interface as a replacement. To speed up production, he created a game engine called Scum, which was used in many later LucasArts titles. After its release, Maniac Mansion was ported to several platforms. A port for the Nintendo Entertainment System had to be reworked heavily, in response to complaints by Nintendo of America that the game was inappropriate for children. Maniac Mansion was critically acclaimed. Reviewers lauded its graphics, cutscenes, animation, and humor. Writer Orson Scott Card praised it as a step toward computer games, becoming a valid storytelling art. It influenced numerous graphic adventure titles, and its point-and-click interface became a standard feature in the genre. The game's success solidified Lucasfilm as a serious rival to adventure game studios such as Sierra Online. In 1990, Maniac Mansion was adapted into a three-season television series of the same name, written by Eugene Levy and starring Joe Flaherty. A sequel to the game, entitled Day of the Tentacle, was released in 1993. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:09 UTC on Sunday, May 6, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Maniac Mansion. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.